You're listening to a podcast by the United Nations Research Institute for Social Development.
As I said, we continue right away with the second speaker, Mr. Leandro Moraes, who works as a professor at the Pontific Catholic University of Campinas. He is also a senior technical advisor to the Polis Institute in Brazil and an advisor to the International Training Center of the ILO in Turin. Professor Moraes will analyze the expansion of the social economy in Brazil and more generally in Latin America.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to register the great satisfaction and honor to stay here and the challenge, including to tell about an experience that we have here, the man reference in Brazil, and not only in Brazil, but in all the world, Mr. Professor Singer. I would like to thank Mr. Peter Wittig for the team for organizing this conference, important conference. Also, Mr. Roberto Di Meglio and Mr. Jurgen and Mr. Anita Amorim, because an important part of this article was done in the Academy, in the International Academy on Social and Solidarity Economy. And now we are advancing in some issues that we are discussing about the potential of the thought in the social and solidarity economy, because the potential of the thought in the social and solidarity economy is immense, and we need to foster partnerships. Include because the interesting element of social and solidar economy is that many answers and lessons have been coming from the thought.
Thank you. So my presentation, the original article is written in Spanish, but I will try to do this presentation in English. The name is Survival Strategies in the Public Policy Making, the Contribution of Social and Solidarity Economy to Emancipatory Policies in Latin America and Brazil. Some ends of this presentation, discussion on public policies for social and solidarity economy, point out its main instruments, trends, and limits, discussion of the relationship between these policies and transverse and emancipatory public actions, some considerations about social and solidarity economy in Brazil and Latin America, and some connection between the social and solidarity economy, cash transfer programs, and emancipation, the Brazilian case of Plano Brasil Sem Miséria. Here I will put this because we know, everybody know here, that we are discussing about a social and solidarity economy that has some difficulties and contradictions regarding its definition, conceptualization, the delimitation of its activities and organizations, and consequently its measuring. But social and solidarity economy is a dynamic concept that has been defined differently in various historical and social contexts. And we can find a lot of names about this practice, as, for instance, voluntary sector, philanthropic sector, non-monetary sector, no-profit, etc., as we know. But despite of these difficulties, it is understood that the social and solidarity economy is a phenomenon that has been gaining more and more economic, social, and political visibility. One of its novelties is the way it has been impacting public policy planning since its subjects, organizations, and entities seek recognition, institutionalization, and support for projects and activities. the existence of this field of practice and its growing amplitude have brought about programs and actions in agents of public sector to promote this practice as choice of work, income, social and democratic participation, and a better quality of life. The emergence of social and solidar economy initiates a phase of building a new model for the relationship between government action and civil society. The idea of policy in progress is related to the fact that these are recent experiences whose methodologies are being experimented and are marked by heterogeneity in the form they are applied. The heterogeneity, as we can see when we analyze some experience, we can find some instruments, some heterogeneous instruments that foster the social and solidar economy. Training, actions for professional qualification for informal segments, conventional initiatives to disseminate microcredit, promotion of popular cooperatives, incubation, support for the organization of associativism, establishment of social and solidar economic public centers, definition of specific and transverse programs, definition of legal and regulatory frameworks, definition of governmental structures at different levels, a constitution of logistics and infrastructure. These numerous instruments reveal the different formats in which public policies for social and solidar economy have been designed and implemented internationally. And here we can find a systematized with four major categories. That was made including by Nancy Neltman and Rupert Doing from Canada, that's our college, that divided four major categories for social and solidar economic: territorial policies, generical tools for development, sectoral policies, and policies in favor of target populations. Despite the heterogeneity, I think that it's important to call the attention for three points before we start analyze the experience. This first of one, co-production, and I think that after the presentation of Mr. Stalin, I don't have more information and more elements, because I agree with what she showed us, because I think that the co-production, it's very important to the public policies on social and solidar economy to be more effective. Desire policies that must be designed based on reciprocal interactions from bottom-up, as they suppose a dynamic relationship with civil society. Another point is the transverse actions. Social and solidar economic has a transverse character and tends to mobilize different areas of public action, as economic, social, political, including cultural and environmental dimension. But despite these transverse characters, in fact, this transversal characteristic is not fully effective in today's reality due to a lack of articulation between the several government agencies at different levels. The reasons are many: ignorance, political disputes, institutional fragility, etc. And another topic that I think important to discuss and to analyze the public policy on social and solidar economy is the possibilities of emancipation. The background is transforming that are discussing now cash transfer programs into emancipatory programs. Over the last 10 years, experience with programs of conditional cash transfer have been carried out, aiming at alleviating poverty and breaking its intergenerational circle. These programs usually provide cash transfer to poor families, conditional to children attending school, and to both children and pregnant women undergoing regular medical checkups. Nowadays, a new dynamic way to tackle poverty based on the idea of exit doors or emancipation. This approach would imply integration with other policies and programs derived from a strategy for a more extensive development. This discussion includes economic opportunities, empowerment, and activities to generate job and income. These are important elements to analyze. Example, an important program that's happening in Brazil nowadays, that is the Brazil Sem Miséria, Brazil Without Poverty. According to the official site, the objective of the plan is to combine cash transfers, access to public services in the areas of education, health, social assistance, sanitation, and electricity supply, and integration into work life, with a range of actions involving the creation of new programs and the broadening of existing initiatives in partnership with states, municipalities, public and private companies, and civil society organizations, the federal government seeks to include the poorest sections of the population in the opportunities generated by Brazilian economic growth. Here we have the website for more information. It's interesting to analyze, to read about. The goal is to include beneficiaries of cash program transfer in the labor market through training courses according to the economic life of each region. An important program example is the support for organization of recyclable material collectors, strengthening cooperatives of garbage collectors, and open thousands of job opportunities in the sector. Among other actions, the government is creating opportunities for micro and small enterprises, encouraging cooperative arrangements, and supporting the microfinance policy. Example that I have, I think important, it's the discussion about the public works and employment programs that has in the literature about these issues, and it's important to connection with the discussion. These programs, public works and employment programs, include activities such as the regeneration and cleaning of streets and public space, road and building in rural and urban areas, and the extension of basic sanitation. They therefore extend and improve regional infrastructure while prioritizing the integration into society and employment of socially and economically disadvantaged people. For instance, in Brazil, we have the food purchase program that expanding the markets for small farmers, and the federal government buys the production for the public schools, universities, etc. We have another experience that I intended to analyze in my article, but as we don't have enough time, I will stop here in this experience and conclude with this issue with some. We note some advance, we can see some advance, some interesting experience. I don't have enough time to deepen more, but also we can find some limits, weaknesses, conflicts, and these are important to advance in other studies about this theme. In economic terms, example, access to markets, credit, technology, training, capital. Include the SENAIs in Brazil are intended to advance and to face with these programs, with some programs. But I think that yet we have some problems in relation of these conditions. And in political terms, policies don't have a high degree of institutionalization and continuity. Our policies of government and not policies of state. Né? Internal conflicts, political disputes in the structure of government and in different areas, municipal, state, and federal, and in sometimes inside the municipal government, example, we have some councils that don't talk, the Council of Education that don't talk with the Council of Social Programs, example, and we have the don't talk between them, and it's a conflict. Né? In financial reserves for the programs are not enough for the size of the desired objectives and a lack of mechanisms and tools for the evaluation of policies, projects, and actions of the social and solidarity economy. Thank you. I will stop here because the time is over, but I intend to stay here to advance. Thank you, everybody. And at a moment, and here I put the website of social economy and the collective brain, né, that was mentioned yesterday. I invite you to know the collective brain, a combination of physical and virtual interactive space and dynamics and internet platform to enable to concrete the co-construction and co-employment of knowledge about the social and solidarity economy. Thank you.
Check out our other podcasts available free on the iTunes Store. For more information, go to our website, www.unris.org. Thank you for listening.